An area of low pressure is passing to the south of the region, bringing some rain to areas south of the Capital District. That area of low pressure will continue to track off the coast this morning, taking with it the threat for showers by the afternoon. Highs today will range from the upper 70s to the low and mid 80s with comfortable humidity levels. High pressure then builds into the region overnight and will linger with us through the day on Wednesday. That'll bring us a short period of dry but increasingly hot and humid weather as temperatures and dew points build Wednesday and Thursday. High temperatures on Wednesday will be from the upper 70s in the higher terrain to the lower 90s in the valleys, with dew points rising well into the 60s, making it feel even hotter. Now, those dew points will continue to rise and climb into the mid and upper 60s to near 70 degrees as we head into the day on Thursday. That is very near tropical conditions for us. And then an area of low pressure will begin to approach and move through the region Wednesday night into Thursday, bringing an increasing chance at showers and thunderstorms, as well with the activity becoming more widespread on Thursday. Some of the storms will likely contain some very heavy rain. Now, it does turn cooler heading into the day on Friday as several disturbances move through the region during the latter half of the week, keeping the weather unsettled right into the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says there's an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across the upper Midwest. A slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the upper Midwest to the central plains, a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms over the central states, and a marginal risk of severe storms from the Carolinas to the northeast states. Scattered severe storms are most likely across parts of the upper Midwest, with intense wind gusts, a few tornadoes, and large hail possible. The probable time frame for these to occur is mid-afternoon into later tonight. A series of low-amplitude shortwave troughs will generally shift east along the international border of the northwestern continental U.S. The lead impulse should move from northeast Montana and southern Saskatchewan into northwest Ontario. Downstream of these features, a low-amplitude mid-level ridge should progress from the Great Lakes into western New England by early in the day on Wednesday. At the surface, a cyclone should be present over eastern South Dakota during the afternoon. A warm front should extend northeastward to Lake Superior, with a weak cold front and trough extending southwest into the central high plains. For those traveling across the northeast today in New York City, showers and thunderstorms likely the first half of the day, then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening. It'll be cloudy and then gradually become sunny with a high in the mid-80s and a southwest wind around 7 miles an hour becoming northwest in the afternoon. In Boston, a chance of showers mainly for the first half of the day, patchy fog around in the morning, otherwise partly sunny with a high in the low 80s and a light breeze out of the southeast. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny, comfortable with a high near 80 degrees and a nice breeze out of the southwest around 10 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 82 degrees with a record of 99 set in 1919. Normal minimum temperature is 61 degrees with a record of 44 set in 1982. Sunrise and sunset data for today, July the 5th, 2016. Sunrise at 5:23 a.m. and sunset will come at 8:36 p.m. Here's your latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly sunny today with a high in the mid-80s. South winds around 5 miles an hour becoming west in the afternoon. Mostly clear tonight, comfortable too with a low in the lower 60s and a west wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England. For today, cloudy with a chance of showers this morning, then partly sunny in the afternoon. It'll be humid with a high in the mid-80s. And for tonight, mostly clear, humid, with lows only down into the mid-60s and a light breeze out of the west. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, as well as Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly cloudy this morning, then becoming mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s and a nice light southeasterly breeze becoming west in the afternoon. And tonight, mostly clear with a low in the lower 60s and a light westerly wind. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers this morning, then becoming partly sunny in the afternoon. It'll be muggy with a high in the lower 80s and a light breeze out of the east becoming northwest later in the day. Mostly clear tonight, lows down into the lower 60s and a light breeze out of the northwest. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers this morning, then mostly sunny in the afternoon, muggy with a high in the mid-80s, and tonight mostly clear, lows down into the mid-60s and a light breeze out of the west. Your extended forecast for Wednesday, sunny, hot, and humid. High temperature in the upper 80s and low 90s. Thursday, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Still quite hot with a high in the mid-80s to near 90 degrees. Friday, partly sunny, a high in the mid-80s to near 90 degrees. Turning cooler heading into the weekend. It'll be mostly cloudy Saturday with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. A high temperature in the low and mid-80s. And Sunday, mostly sunny, also with a high in the low and mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.